Yeah, shout out to Polo, Polo the fur team, one of the coldest fashion designers in the game. Polo's the founder and owner of Exclusive Fashion and Furs and Team Randolph Clothing. Plus, he's branded with style to make him so original, so exclusive, and most official. Fashion designer of the year, Polo the Fur King. It's a day in the life of a mogul. Polo the Fur King is one of the coldest. Polo's focused, the founder and owner, Exclusive Fashion, Team Randolph Clothing. No other than original, his visuals put artists in mink coats and videos. Mr. Fashion Designer, East Coast finest, New York to Vegas, beauty styling and Compton. A dominant trendsetter, known for his chinchillas, fine furs and foxes. Big up to Chase Millions, P. Diddy. And indemnity's done it a bit better for sneaker deals. With Game Time Athletics, so influential, the most official. If you exclusive, rock with the best. If you can't do it big, then you rockin' with the rest. Plus, he's branded a style to make him so exclusive. The Fur King's more than clothes, he's the movement. When it comes to fashion, Polo the Fur King is on top of his game. Watch out for Polo the Fur King, you dig? Polo the Fur King, he handle his biz. Fashion mogul, designer of the year. Polo will show you how to hustle for real. Exclusive fashion and furs, the boot your career. Polo the Fur King, he handle his biz. Fashion mogul, designer of the year. Polo and Wallaby, we hustle for real. Exclusive fashion and furs, it's a fashion affair. Mr. Polo the Fur King, we love when you speak. Designing apparel from Maybach Music to Ice-T and Coco Nicole. He dressed R&B group Metro City for the Keisha Cole show at the Roxy. Jack of all trades, master of some. Trendsetter, not a trend sweater, just a gun. Raw and uncut every Monday on for months. Polo the Fur King, he represents for us. Shout out to Smoke Bolger, props to AZ, Mass Pipe Mouth and Torch from MMG. Well connected, street perfected, the eye of a fashion designer. Fruitful blessings for the world to enjoy. The Fur King offers more. He's a brand that the labels need from shore to shore. Atlanta, New Jersey, Miami, New York, London, Japan. Next, we're being a Forbes. Shout out to Polo the Fur King. He's the future in the fashion and clothing line industry. No other way to say it. The original, most unique, and most exclusive. Exclusive fashion and furs. Team Randolph Clothing. Polo the Fur King. Polo the Fur King, he handle his biz. Fashion mogul, designer of the year. Polo will show you how to hustle for real. Exclusive fashion and furs, the boot your career. Polo the Fur King, he handle his biz. Fashion mogul, designer of the year. Polo and Wallaby, we hustle for real. Exclusive fashion and furs, it's a fashion affair.
Yo, it's your boy Rand City. Let's take a ride on the A-Money train to the A-Money show and get ran over. It's your boy Mr. New Shoes in the building.
Yo, 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 it's your girl A-Money. It's going down on the A-Money show train tonight. That shout out goes out to the man of the hour this weekend. He's going to have an interview, hopefully, inch your law, shall I say. Polo the Fur King, we sending blessings and love going out to you, your family, fan base, and right here on the A-Money show train. He was taken to the hospital, so everyone show prayer, and I'm sending out my prayers, comfort and ease, ASAP to Polo the Fur King. But your girl A-Money has a co-host on tonight, and you will hear more from him. Mr. J.E.W., John Williams, will be co-hosting with your girl A-Money tonight. So sit back, chill, relax, and let's do this.
And right about now, the A-Money Show DJ, and you're on the show, A-Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, all right? Let's go!
This is your girl, A Money, and I'm going to introduce to you my co-host, J.E.W. Jew, and he can explain to you why we call him Jew. What's up?
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Yo, you tell me. It's all about you tonight on the A Money Show train. We welcome you. We thank you. You got the key forever. Let's do this.
Well, this is John Williams, the Jew, on the A Money Show train with Jew and the Gang. And the reason why I go by that, I was born John Edward Williams. It was prophesied that these things would come to pass. And so after discovering, I think about 14 years old, that my initials actually had spelled a word by a cousin of mine who was playing a video game, and I beat him, and I ended up putting my initials in the game, and he was like, oh, your initials spelled you. So from 14 on up until now, I understood purpose. And so these days, with that purpose in mind, I've developed character, and, you know, it has elaborated into, I guess, a more spiritual conservation. But for me, you know, it's about being who you are and being real and being intelligent-minded, absent from all of the negativity that goes on around you. So so that leaves no time for error, you know. So you're hanging with the Jew tonight on the A-Money Show train, and we're going to do this thing like this here. We're going to get it cracking and started, and you're going to know more about me, and I'm going to know more about you. And we're going to be just a big family, and we're going to share. And so that's what's up.
Absolutely, exclusively. This is your girl, A Money and Jew, on the A Money Show train, calling every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. East Coast time, 347-633-9074. East Coast, stand up. We got a caller in queue that wants to speak. What's up, caller 804-214? This is A Money and Jew. What it do?
You don't know whose phone that is?
you know, it's the head boss, and we have to give you a proper introduction. This is the head boss. The A Money Show train. A Money wants to show you love and appreciation for all that you do for the A Money brand and the A Money Show train. This is a team and a family. There is no I in team, so we do this all day, all night, 24/7. Head boss, A Money, Jew, let's go.
That's what's up. What a dazzling approach to the Mr. Head Boss.
Yeah, people don't know how hard A Money, myself, and you work in the background just to set up shows and interview people and make sure that everything's in place. But we devote at least 4 or 5 hours at the least to setting up a show.
Yes.
That's just making sure everything is in place, ready to go. I mean, there's a lot involved in setting up a show people don't realize.
Absolutely.
And then for the after product to be presented, that's what make it even that more. It's like preparing a gourmet dinner. After you have sweated over the stove, per se, then you partake of that scrumptious dinner. You know, we was watching something on the Discovery. And they were talking about the 9/11 incidents and the landmark they have for it, but this new tower that's going up. So how defined it's going to be with the glass, and how it's going to mimic the attributes of the Twin Towers. So now, you know, the preparation for it and how they have prepared, you know, it just makes it that much more better when it is presented as state of the art. So most definitely, we definitely put in a lot of hours to do what we do and to bring forth the dinner that someone would definitely want to come back and enjoy again.
That's right.
We have a caller online. We thank you all for your love and support, but right now it's a caller in queue, 804-214. You're live on the A Money Show train. This train is moving 24/7, 347-9074 every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We thank you. What's up, caller 804-214?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey. Hey, you know who this is?
Oh, this is Miss Kathy.
Yeah. Hey, so what's up, y'all?
What's up, baby?
Hey, it's going down.
Yeah, I wanted to holler at y'all and to let you know I'm very proud of you. And
thank you.
Really excited that you're doing what you're doing, and I'm going to make sure that I follow y'all.
Oh, wow. Well, we thank you 100 times. 100.
Over.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Over and over again.
I do love y'all. I mean, you know, I really do. I didn't know, you know, what the number was, and you know, HB gave it to me, so I'm going to make sure I put it in my phone. I'll be listening.
It's going down right here on the A Money Show train. And please remember to, callers, if you would love to speak to myself or Jew, please push number one. You're live right now on the A Money Show train with Jew, my co-host. Let's go.
Let's go. Two. And you know what?
Jew,
I haven't even changed the
Jew, you know, you got the flow.
I haven't even changed the sound of the horn. So the sound of the train sound the same, you know. So when you hear it blow in your neighborhood, get on board. And you know the thing about it, you know, you don't even have to have a ticket. This is an express that, you know, when we make our stop, we want you to get on and we want you to enjoy the ride, you know, because this train is definitely the silver bullet. Ain't got nothing on the A Money train. We shooting past it, man. You talking about cold, we leaving it freezing. So we definitely want your support. We need your support. And we definitely want your views. Call in and talk to us tonight.
I tell you, this train is definitely bound for glory.
I'm feeling the love. I'm feeling the love in the building tonight. Thickums Entertainment Studios, the A Money Train. You already know, co-host Jew. You got phenomenal head boss and Miss Kathy in the building. Many more callers. We love you right back.
You know. So that's what an awesome team.
Let me ask you something, Jew. How did you get the desire to get involved with radio to begin with? Is that something that you've always wanted to do or just recently wanted to do? How did you get involved in radio? What was your motivation?
You know, that's a good question. You know, jumping into that, I can get into, you know, just talking a little bit about myself and my involvement in radio and in theater and being a Christian community activist, because that's what I consider myself as. You know, coming up, you know, there were a lot of different influences, you know, in my life. I always wanted to be someone who stood out, but at the same time, I wanted to follow, but follow at a distance. You know, I saw so many wrongs that, you know, I always felt following at a distance would make one even more wiser. So, but I always wanted to lead, and I always thought I had something to say, and I was just fascinated by hearing myself. You know, I thought I was just, I had it, you know, but after going through some things and learning, the patience, it gave me the drive. And so getting into radio and just being motivated by those that came before my era, and having this politic thoughts to you know, bring forth people that had been driven back, that had been in poverty, that had been that had been just degraded in many areas and just kind of left back. I was born from that, and so I understood that, and I wanted to be a voice to lead, and like a shepherd. So I had an opportunity in school when I was in high school to get off into theater and to really start, you know, get into acting and to interacting, because I was kind of more sheltered, but I was out, you know. And from there, it gave me that drive and that motivation, you know, that I could and that I was somebody and that I did not want to be a statistic, you know, that I wanted to see a better tomorrow. So I got into theater, you know, not too long ago, two, 3 years ago, I got into theater. And from there, you know, I just met the right combination of people. And what I've always had in me now has the time to develop, and it had that time to develop. And now it should flourish, you know. It's like a plant. It's been in the ground, you know. And now that you see it, you know, well, how long has it been there, you know, because it's coming out of the ground now, and it's you can see it. And so now I've been given that opportunity to shed that light. And it's a well-addressed opportunity, and I certainly appreciate that. So that's kind of who I am, and just a little bit of history of John.
And same question, Amani. How did you get involved in doing radio? Was it an ambition that you had for life, or how did you come across it?
Well, for me, my first love for radio, entertainment, anything was as a child. Growing up, my father was a lead singer in a singing group in Ohio, so I was always mimicking everything he did,
yeah.
You know. So that's how I started having a love for music, dance, acting, fashion, all of that stuff in one. And, you know, I just try to incorporate it in one. And as I got older, I was, you know, through the trials and tribulations that I went through as a child from five up in foster care, I started writing poetry without even knowing that's what I was writing at a young school age. It was my healing. And then I went from writing poetry to rapping and having a turntable that my dad bought me, and I was scratching up,
yeah.
And dancing, break dancing, and, you know, that was my healing. That was my safe place for me. But to bring you up to speed on how I became the host of the A Money Show, I was Reese Cup first before I was A Money in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was promoting Mr. Dave Tolliver's music and his single Home. Big up to him. Mr. Dave Tolliver will be lacing the airways on the A Money Show train tomorrow night. So one of his PRs contacted me and said, you know that you're promoting a single Home. And I'm asking her, what is she talking about? You know what I'm saying? I'm just blasting the music everywhere, and I'm listening to it, but I want everybody else to party with me. So she said, well, Mr. Tolliver would like to have a conference call with you and see if you want to join the Full Belly. And I said, yeah, right. You know, I thought it was a joke. I thought this was a hoax. But actually, in a couple days, they called me, and she introduced me as Reese Cup. And he said, oh, hell no. This is A-Money. A-Money. And I was like, A-Money? That's not me. I'm Reese Cup. He was like, trust me, you're going to want to take the name A-Money because you have made me money, and now this partnership, this friendship, this family is going to grow. And that's exactly what it has done. When I tell you, I appreciate Mr. Dave Tolliver of the Minute Large. He has been my friend. He has been a great business partner, and he is my mentor. So big ups to him for helping me start the A Money Show train and Thickums Entertainment, and still to this day, he is my mentor. So this is what it is. And the train right here, it never stops. This is your girl, A Money. It's what I do. It's what I love. This is my baby. It's your baby. So let's get it popping up in here tonight.
Now, you said that you were a singer. How about you? Do you do any singing or have any songs out or rapping, or are you in the music industry or no?
And speaking of that, Mr. Head Boss, and to answer your question, yes, sir, I did not overlook the fact. I'm glad that I allowed you to ask me. You know, I grew up in the hip-hop era, and I was influenced by the artists that basically influenced me mostly were artists that I could relate to. And that's pretty much for anybody, you know, but a song can come out, you know, you dance to it and you like it. But artists then that were major rap artists that I could relate to that would really talk about what was going on and how we grew up. So that influenced me. And I did my first album in 2001. It was called A Child Is Born. Now I'm doing the remake of that album, A Child Is Born. And I recently finished my first single entitled Righteousness by a Jew. And so on top of that, we just did a video, and we're actually going to be doing some more of the video. We're going to do the video over and use some of the stuff that we'd already did 2 months ago. So we'll be doing a video at Jam Station in Plano, Texas. That'll be next month to my song Righteousness. I also play the piano. I've been playing over off and on 10 years. So most of my songs are going to come directly from me and what I've gone through these so many decades, and it's not that many, but just in that short of time, you'll get an album that you probably relate to for the next so many years. So, and that's just in my short span of breath of what I've seen. So, yes, to answer your question, yes, sir.
You'll have to load some of your music up on the show train so we can hear it sometime.
Most definitely. And that'll be a treat from myself and all the A-Train, A-Money Train listeners. So, keep your ears open for that coming soon. To an A-Train.
So the show train runs through the state of Texas, is that correct?
Say it again.
I said the show train runs through the state of Texas.
You know what?
The A-Money show train runs through the U.K. So
the U.K. Ooh-wee.
What?
Because I got on in Tarrant County, Fort Worth. So and so it's on.
Yo, let me tell you, the A-Money show train right now is running through New York City with my girls, Miss Styles, online. 3-4-8. What's up, Miss Styles?
What's good, A-Money?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Nothing much. What's going on?
You already know what's going on. Choo-choo,
yeah.
Baby.
Uh-huh.
I introduce you to my co-host, Jew. And you already know Mr. Head Boss is in the building. This is the A-Money show train. And let me let you know, Mr. Jew, this is our number one fan. She's in queue before the show has even started. So
you
have to show her love at all times. On every show, I always show her love.
And what a pleasure to meet you. An honor.
Nice to meet you, too.
You know what? I'm going to dedicate this song to my guest tonight and my phenomenal co-host. Also, I'm going to dedicate this song to Polo the Fur King. Again, my blessings and comfort and ease go out to you as he was taken to the hospital a couple hours ago. And I pray that he's okay. He's coming to the A-Money Show train, inshallah, all things work for him. But right now, let's thank God with Keisha Cole, Thank You, Lord. Everybody has a favorite within Keisha Cole, and this one is one of mine. Let's go right here on the A-Money Show train.
Keep it locked.
This is your girl, A Money. Call in every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m., 347-33-9074. Tonight is my co-host, and you take over the train.
Well, you know, tonight we have a special rendition of news tonight in politics, and I thought maybe it'd be good to enlighten the listeners a little bit on one of the Chicago congressmen. Chicago, and I actually cited this from the girl, and you can check it out when you get time. Chicago embattled Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., who has been under a cloud of suspicion since he disappeared from Congress to go on a medical leave in June, resigned from his post Wednesday. Michael Steele, a representative from the House Speaker John Boehner's office, told the girl, "We received the letter, but didn't give any detail on why Jackson said he is resigning. This resignation comes just weeks after Jackson Jr. reclaimed his seat in a landslide, grabbed 63% of votes cast during the 2012 election. No surprise in the heavily Democratic 2nd congressional district he served for about 18 years. But the article goes on to say, some jail time is expected for the Illinois congressman. As of mid-November, and we know that's passed, the tentative deal includes Jesse Jackson's resignation from health reasons, or for health reasons, a guilty plea to the charge that he misused campaign funds and repayment of funds used for his personal use, CBS News said. Webb is also negotiating Jackson Jr.'s pension, which would pay out between $65,000 to $80,000 a year when he turns 62, according to the report. Jackson Jr.'s medical leave had been riddled with much investigation. He is still being investigated by the FBI on charges that he used campaign funds to redecorate his Washington, D.C. home. The Sun-Times reported in early November that Jackson may have also used campaign funds to buy a $40,000 Rolex for a female friend. According to the reports, Jackson Jr. was talked out of resigning from his seat before election, but part of the reason why he reconsigned was so he wouldn't lose his federal health insurance when he needs it the most. Calls to Jackson Jr. Washington, D.C. and Chicago area office were not immediately returned. Governor Pat Quinn has 5 days to announce a date for a special election to replace Jackson Jr. The election must occur within 115 days of the resignation. And that's Jesse Jackson Jr. And you know, this is something that's been going on, because it was interesting when I first was made light of this in the earlier part of the year, and so I kind of wanted to just go do a little research and see where he stands with it. And I think this is one of the reasons that that his father is really, and he had a lot of interesting things to say. You can go back and check that story out about his son. And I did not realize he was past the age 55. I did not know Jesse Jackson had a son that old. So.
Wow.
That was something that really made me think, because he, you know, in his pictures and in his photos, and you know, he looks rather young, you know, so that was interesting to know that he was a 62-year-old man. So
you know, he has really taken care of himself, and maybe he used a little bit of that money to do it.
Well, you know, when you got the FBI looking into it, you know, they're trying to see, you know, I think it's more to it than just decorating the home. But I don't know. I go to TCC, you know, and that's in Tarrant County. I found the phone, and, hey, I had to see a whole bunch of people about finding it and giving it back. So I can kind of I can cipher what it is, you know, especially when they're dealing with funds of that magnitude, and that's really not nothing, you know, it's not a whole lot when, you know, there's CEO corps in Houston that embezzled so much money that that those pennies are just, yeah, you know, you find that at the grocery store somewhere, that little stuff he had. But anyway, being, you know, being in the position that he's in, you know, it just put an eye, you know, on you. And so there's just a lot of interesting things. So what's your take on it?
Well, he had a good teacher, his father.
Say it again?
He had a good teacher, his father. Like father, like son.
Like father,
now,
like son.
The story I heard on Junior was that he's into drugs. He's trying to find somebody that was selling some Viagra.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, you know, the story goes on, and it's
what is he
going to
do with Viagra?
You know, hey.
Well, he's going to get
high off
me.
He can't get high off of it.
62. So.
He's not going to get high off of it. He's going to get his groove on.
That $40,000 Rolex.
Sex life.
$40,000 Rolex in there. So, you know, some female friend. So, you know, undisclosed. at an undisclosed location. So.
Yeah, well, like I said, they're both crooks. I mean, it's sad to say because Senior, which I knew Senior, knew him personally,
uh-huh.
even voted for him when he ran. But there were Senior was a civil rights leader, so, you know, you have to respect
mm-hmm.
him for that.
Of course.
But the true rights leaders
uh-huh.
were Abernathy and King. The rest of the ones that claim to be civil rights leaders were just doing it for the money only.
You know what? It's funny because, HB, I thought you were going to say the true civil rights leaders are dead. That's what I thought you were going to say. But
well, they are.
And if that would have definitely put the icing on the cake because the ones that are true, they're going to definitely get killed, the ones that's true.
Let me add this. Since the true civil rights leaders you say are dead, well, maybe that's why, you know, he's hungering for all those dead presidents.
That's right.
Hey.
You know, he's trying to keep them alive.
You know, keep hope alive, you know.
Hope alive.
Well, what a coalition.
Hey, you guys.
Uh-huh.
I got to let you know something. Lace, also known as Lace Dollar, laced the airwaves on the A-Money show when he dropped his mix CD. You already know. And
uh-huh.
he's dropping Hobby this month. I had the pleasure of having him and the whole team on the show. So I would love
hey.
To... because I was the only one to get the mix CD, and I must play this because it is December already, and A-Money gonna drop Hobby right now.
And keep the promise and
Lace
hope
Dollar
alive.
Was AMC was
get it.
Cartel was happening. It's your boy Rico got it. You know we checking in. Streets on Heat, Volume 2. We own. We heavy hustling. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up.
Dollar boy. Yeah.
Fly,
yeah.
See you, my nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cartel. Oh. The joint. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This boss shit come cheap. Nigga don't grind, he don't eat.
No way.
Your pockets empty, don't bleed.
You
shit like me.
I'm riding around with that sex. My
Angeles. Big bank's my motto. Got no time for that hating shit. You move around with that auto. I ain't the one to be playing with. Franklin's everywhere I go. You would think I work for Wells Fargo, nigga.
This boss shit, cold cheese. Nigga don't grind, he don't eat. Your pockets empty, don't leave. You do shit like me. Cause count cash, my hobby. Count cash, my hobby. Count cash, my hobby.
Money from London. Worldwide with my campaign. Black truck with the shooters in it. 100 bands for that Audemars. No, I ain't got time, just cooler, man. Flex on niggas like Arm and Hammer. No fake soda, this drop, dog. I'm guapped out. New bitch in that old thing with that top roll. Dude, get a load of me. Get a load of me. Catch that with Kodak. Kodak. Couple racks with me. My strap with me, boy. You should know that. G's up. Hoes follow. Drink straight out those old bottles. Ain't talking paper. Don't talk the dollar. Bitch, Bill Gates.
Letter ever made. That's me, A Money. It speaks for itself. You got to go get it. It don't come to you. So I'm up 24/7, and I'm hitting everybody up that's anybody. And, you know, there's no little people. There's no big people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hitting up everybody. Hey, this is your girl, A Money. What can I do besides connecting with you right now and getting this phenomenal, blessed interview, airplay, and promotions right here on the A Money Show train? It goes down just like that. Big ups to comedian, the icon chick, my boy. He's hitting me up. Much love to him and support. Talk to you later. All the supporters, Mr. Vincent Key, you know, ATL, Andre Murphy, I'm So Novice, and the I Need It Now game show. You already know. But I must show love to the King and Queen of Entertainment Worldwide Network. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Don Jr., CEO, and his wife, they really, really, really had me and my husband filled with pleasure to meet them today. And, you know, they kick knowledge, and I appreciate that. So I must show them love on the A Money Show train. But you already know, Mr. Dave Tolliver of the Men at Large will be on the train tomorrow night. Oh, my goodness. This man is going to burn up the building.
Yeah. How much you spend on fuel on that train?
You know what? I have some, you know, sponsors, such as the head boss, Miss Styles, Dave Tolliver, Rodney Perry, Mr. 12-time multi-platinum producer Keith Clizard, you know, and it just keeps going. You know, I don't know when it stops off for fuel. You know, as long as I have breath in my body, the train just...
I've seen that thing. It looks like it loves fuel.
I am the fuel, and I have added Mr. Jew to that fuel. So you already know. This is a boost.
You going to teach him how to drive that train?
Pardon me?
You going to teach him how to drive that train?
He going to ride to the sunset.
There you go.
Follow. and, you know, speaking of piloting a locomotive, I've been in a position to, how can I say it? I was watching Superman the other night. I'm going to say it like this. And the train, it was a bad earthquake, and the train was about to go over and a bridge, and so he had to, like, bridge the gap. So I've been allowed now to kind of bridge the gap. So if I'm not in the train, I'm the track that's holding it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can do that.
And also,
yeah, that.
Also, let the tracks hold up the New West Order, who is now supporting the A Money Show as well. You know, I thank you, love you all for hitting me up today and letting me know that you will be tuning in on the A Money Show train just to see what we're bringing you. And hopefully you'll turn your dials back and sideways every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Your girl A Money will be lacing the airways with a co-host, Ju, and it's going down. Big ups to head boss for all his support. Guess what? I cannot forget Boot Mob Entertainment, my brother, Troy Lyons. Smooches.
That's what's up. And
yeah, I was going to say the other day I was checking ratings, and I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but your show's in the top 5 ratings as far as favorite shows.
Yeah, right.
What?
I think that's pretty high myself, top 5.
Top 5.
What that show?
Your radio show.
The A Money Show train?
Right. I was checking radio ratings, and yours is rated in top 5.
That's what's up.
That's
not
up.
Bad. I mean, I know you want to be number 1, but, you know, top 5 is not bad.
I'm in the top 5. I am number 1. A, the first letter made. You know, you can't get it no better than that. This is your girl, A Money. We keep the train moving. You heard it from head boss himself. A Money Show train in the top 5. What'd you say, head boss? say it again. Please lace the airways with that.
The other night I was just checking radio ratings, and it said that the A Money Show train was in the top five of the ratings. It didn't say which one was first, which one was second. It said that it was in top five.
Now,
well, I'm thanking God for that. Absolutely. A Money, the A Money Show train in the top five?
We definitely are.
Well, I have a caller on, and his name is Troy, management of the Boot Mob. What's up, Troy? You on the A Money Show train, and it's going down with my co-host, Jew. We got here, Styles, you, and many more. What's going on? Well, I'm glad you called in. You know, this is my brother, you all, Troy Boot Mob. He's in ATL, and I thank him for the connection. For Polo, the Fur King, and again, you know, we're sending our blessings, prayers, and shout out to him, and of course, you too, Troy, and excuse me, again, my co-host, Jew, is on tonight, and it's going down, so did you hear what he said about the A-Money Show train? Can you tell him again, head boss?
Yeah.
Hello, what's up?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Everything and everything. You on the A-Money Show train with your girl A-Money, my co-host Jew, head boss is sitting in, Miss Styles, Troy, and many others. Big ups to you. Thank you guys for calling in.
What's up?
Man, you know, this show right here was a blessed show, as many have been. But right now, the information that Head Boss has given us, can you please let the airwaves again, Head Boss, and tell Troy and his guests what's up?
Yeah, what's up? Brother and I just took
I don't think they can hear me.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, guys. The head boss has an announcement for you guys, and we want you guys to hear all the way in the ATL. So, head boss, go ahead. Let Troy and his guests know what's up with the A-Money Show train.
The other night, I was just surfing radio ratings, and I noticed that the A-Money Show train was rated in top five as far as viewing audiences.
And
the top five, Troy, I'm like sitting over here like, wow.
Wow. Whoa.
Yo, I must go into Lace, also known as Dollar Bottles. Put your bottles in the air because it's a celebration right here.
Turn it up.
Money Show Train. Oh, my goodness.
You know that Polo, the other day I was looking on your site, and I don't know if you saw it or not, but they had a fox stole. Did you see that?
You said Polo did what?
They had a picture of a man wearing a fox stole around his neck. Did you see that?
That was something he created. He is Polo the Fur King.
Okay, well, you know, that would look nice on Head Boss, too. You know,
okay. What happened? So right here and now, A Money and Jew, we're going into Lace, also known as Dollar Bottles. Throw your bottles up. This is your girl, A Money, the A Money Show train co-host, Jew. And thank you, guests, for calling in. Troy of the Boot Mob and his guest, ATL. What's up, head boss? Everybody, throw your bottles up.
Throw your bottles up. That's what's
track, boss.
Money falling everywhere.
bottles around the place. Cutting the rotation in the ice break. And we just let them bottles pop until they all go. Then go and have a private party, cause we all grown.
I've given up the quest now.
I can't wait to come home.